Well, there's been a dramatic nosedive in Sydney's air quality today, with smoke from weeks of bushfires across New South Wales reaching city streets and even seeping inside buildings. Air quality in some inner city areas has been 12 times hazardous levels. Of course, those living with the fires on their doorsteps know the experience all too well. But the city folk have been shocked as smoke alarms have gone off across Sydney, sporting events and some ferry services have been cancelled, visibility is so poor, and those with respiratory disease are being told to keep their medication at hand. Sarah Dingle reports.
Bushfires continued to rage up and down the eastern coast today, as well as further inland and near the ACT. And to some, they're becoming part of the landscape. However, this new normal is anything but, according to Dr. Andrew Sullivan, the head of the CSIRO's Bushfire Behaviour and Risks team.
So the one thing that is different about the fires this season compared to other seasons, particularly on the north coast of New South Wales, is the extent of these fires, the number and extent of area that has been burnt and is still burning. Certainly large areas have received the lowest on record rainfall and have essentially primed the landscape for fires that are going to spread and not stop.
He says at this point there's little which can be done to alleviate the current bushfire crisis.
Well, there's not a lot that can be done once the fire season is in full swing and you're at the mercy of the weather systems that are sweeping across the country.
As the eastern seaboard continues to burn, former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull weighed into the debate last night, saying the Morrison government needed to coordinate a national response to the bushfire emergency. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison today said a nationally coordinated operation is already in place.
I think one of the great encouragements that I've seen through this process is we've had a nationally coordinated operation through all of our state and territory fire chiefs and services now for some time. We have a national capability that's developed, particularly in the aerial firefighting assets.
As exhausted volunteer firefighters look at almost a full summer of tough conditions still ahead, there have been questions raised about whether those crews should be professionalised and paid. But Mr Morrison today said it's not currently under consideration. Dr Andrew Sullivan says Australia is a big country and having a professional firefighting force across all of it would be a challenge. But something does need to shift in the country's approach.
It's certainly suggesting that if this is becoming the norm, then we need to do something different in our response to fires.
Sydney's air quality descended to what some experts say are its worst readings in history today as bushfire haze blanketed the city. Fiona Armstrong is the Executive Director of the Climate and Health Alliance.
It has never been this bad. The air pollution in Sydney is out of control today. We've had people calling us all morning. You know, a lot of people are having to go about their ordinary business. People who are at work are finding that they're being evacuated from buildings. I mean, a colleague this morning has reported seeing smoke inside the Hilton in Sydney. So even being inside isn't necessarily protection from air pollution, but the health authorities are advising people to, where possible, to stay indoors and to keep their houses and buildings very securely closed to stop air pollution getting in. Apparently, New South Wales ambulances are responding to around 100 calls a day for respiratory distress at the moment.
Transport New South Wales says some Sydney ferries have been cancelled, as has the planned Sydney to Hobart lead-up race, the Big Boat Challenge, which was due to start today. An air quality index reading of 200 or more is considered hazardous. Readings at Rozelle in Sydney's inner west hit a high of 2,552. Many commuters on the streets of Sydney's CBD wore face masks.
It's very bad. It's triggered my asthma. So I had 16 puffs of Ventolin yesterday. It feels like someone is sitting on my chest with the asthma. And I've never seen the air quality this bad in 30 years.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Never, no. I heard it's going to last till like January, yeah.
And how does that worry you?
Yeah, it does. Obviously, it's only going to get worse from here. I don't think it's going to get better.
I'm wearing a mask because it's quite a large problem. But now it's too late. When forest fires, it is too late to cry.
Fire authorities responded to dozens of smoke alarm calls across Sydney today. And with air quality on everyone's mind, an online petition to cancel the city's famous New Year's Eve fireworks is gaining momentum. More than 150,000 are calling on the city to can the iconic event because there's already enough smoke in the air, and instead donate the money to farmers, firefighters, and those caring for wildlife.
Sarah Dingle with that report.